trying to do other shit. You know, when he did his 2-album deal with me, Cash called me one day like, "Hey, what the hell going on with Gunna? Who's speaking for him?" I'm like, "Why?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm there." You know, he trying to get signed right here with Weeknd signed it. And he demanded he want, you know, $20 million. Whoa. So I done told him, like, whatever you want, just say it. I'm going to give you the money, whatever you want. Just on some we brother shit. Like, I know you can't go nowhere in this world and get no $20 million check from no label. You're not doing numbers like that. You all right, but you ain't doing that like that. You know? Like, the number one album you just had right now, I paid for you to have a number one album. You didn't, you know what I'm saying, honestly earn a number one album over the weekend, my boy. I paid for that shit. I never said that to him. I never told him that, you know, because we just got the plug on that. Like, you never earned a number one album. I spent 50 extra grand buying motherfucking streams, $50,000 buying streams for you. For you to be weak. Right. And Cash know the same plug, so Cash could have did the same thing. But Cash, like, let it go. Cash just, like, stand down, like, man, let the nigga on the win. I ain't saying that shit. Stand down. Like a player. You know, but he did a little deal. He got some little signs, a little nigga from his hood, whatever. Did the same shit, but he did a deal where he took their money. So these niggas, some young niggas too. These niggas like 17, 18, like real kids, baby. The oldest one of them probably be 18. The oldest one. No, I'm probably about 20. The oldest one probably be 20. It's like five of them. They probably like 16 to 20. Man, these niggas ain't got no tongue. These niggas ain't popping. You ain't nobody in Atlanta heard of them. They done did like 3-4 shows in the city in 2-3 years. Like, these niggas done had 3-4 shows. And they shows.